Go.
You ready to go or what?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, who's opening?
You can open.
Right. Can't have no opening for today.
I don't have an opening either. Give me a sec. Give me a sec. We can do something.
Okay, ready?
Okay.
Okay, this is called. Okay, here we go. We're starting. Ready? And. All right, Dan. This is called the 15-second interview. Ready? Answer these questions as quickly as possible. Ready, set, go. What's your name?
Yellow.
Where do you work?
13.
What's your favorite dog?
Cheese
What's
sandwich.
your favorite cheese?
Cheese sandwich.
Locks or keys?
Pinterest.
Okay. That was 11 seconds, but I think people get the
That
point.
was pretty good, actually.
I
I like
like
that.
that.
That's a lot better than rapid fire.
We got a lot more done.
We did. We did. Welcome to the DP Sportscast, ladies and gentlemen.
My name is Dan.
My name is Paul, and we are confusing each other. Paul, what are you watching right now? There's no World Series on. Or am I to assume, safe to assume, that you're watching our fair Canucks in action against the evil Blues of St. Louis?
Of Saint Louis. I am watching currently because it is the second intermission. I'm watching the oh well, they're at halftime. Never mind. I'm watching both the intermission and halftime. Too many commercials are happening.
All right, I got a question for you, a hockey-related question, right out of the gate, and it pertains to something that I thought was like all kinds of ridiculous that happened last night, or maybe it was the night before. I can't remember. Apparently, the Erie Otters played a quote-unquote home game in
In
Buffalo,
Buffalo.
which, you know, might be a home game if it were at least in the same country that the Erie Otters play. But that's besides the point. I mean, folks who are listening to this podcast probably know the Erie Otters are the team of one Connor McDavid. And they would also know that the Sabres of Buffalo are not exactly a very good team. But to me, doing something like that implies two things. One, it implies that you are suggesting to your fans that Connor McDavid, who is by no means guaranteed to be property of yours next year. I mean, look at how poorly Carolina's doing. Look at how poorly Florida looks. Like, hell, look at how poor Colorado and Winnipeg look. But by no means is he guaranteed to be a Sabre, but you're implying to your fans that it's inevitable that he's going to be a Sabre. And does that not also somewhat subtly, but I would argue still obviously imply that maybe the Sabres don't actually care to do well this season?
I would tend to agree. What's the point?
Yeah, I
What's
don't
the point
understand.
of them doing well? The best that can happen is you're the Toronto Raptors in the NBA playoffs. Great, you made it. Let's say fuck Brooklyn a couple times and then lose. Great, fantastic. Now what do they have? They have nothing because they're a middle of the road team. So yes, should people tank? Yes. Yes, you should tank for Connor
Oh,
McDavid.
please.
Absolutely fucking yes.
So
Connor
your
McDavid.
argument then is if you're not planning on winning the Stanley Cup, you should finish last?
No, I'm saying if you're in the bottom five, you should try to definitely finish last. Why be fifth last?
Well, obviously you don't
What's
want to be
the
fifth
point
last.
of
Look
being
what it
fifth
did for
last?
the Canucks. I mean, they got Vertanen instead of, well, although this past draft was really a crapshoot.
Yeah, and this draft coming up is going to be good, sure. But
Oh,
is
yeah.
there absolutely any point if you are in February and you're in the bottom five that you play your fourth line less than 9 minutes a game? What's the point of that?
Well, I think that that's what you see. I mean, you saw it last year with Buffalo when they started shedding all of their assets, and then they started like bringing up a ton of kids. And you see that from teams if they realize they're out of it in January or February, what they do instead of telling your veterans to purposely lose,
All
which
their
is,
veterans like Josh Georges.
yeah, and Brian Gionta, which is an insulting thing to do. Instead, you call kids up and you try out youngsters who by no means are going to be, part of your you know, emerging core going forward. But, you know, you give them a chance and thereby you lose with a sense of excitement and a sense of grace, I would argue.
It's more the allusion to the fans because no, it's so stupid when media people say, are you tanking this year? No general manager, manager, owner, coach, player, goalie, scout is ever going to say, oh, yeah, we're definitely going to tank. If we don't hit 30 wins by January, we're going to tank. No one's going to say that.
Ever.
So ever. Yes, that's the theory, but it's just getting to that point. And yes, Connor McDavid can change a franchise. The kid got a goal and 3 assists in that Buffalo home game, which is stupid.
Yeah, and he's got 9 goals and 20 assists for 29 points in just 10 games.
In 10 games. Last year, he had 15 points in that span. 2 years ago, he had 12 points. So the kid's only getting better.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to talk about McDavid, if we could, for a second. And you and I have both seen, covering hockey, like articles about him being as good, if not better, than Sidney Crosby, which is premature to say the least.
Yes.
And certainly last year, when you looked at McDavid, he got 99 points in 56 games.
But a bit
in comparison to Crosby's 17-year-old year, when he got 135 points in 59 games. So obviously, I mean, Crosby had a better year in that sense in his pre-draft year. But a fair comparison to make, the pace that McDavid is on right now, Sidney Crosby in his last year with Rimouski, his draft year, had 66 goals and 102 assists for 168 points in 62 games played, which extrapolated is about an average of 3 points per game, which conveniently enough is the pace that Connor McDavid is on right now with 29 points in 10 games. So my question to you then is, pork chop sandwiches, what do you think that Connor McDavid will bring to a team next year? Because Sidney Crosby, his first year with the Pens, had 102 points and didn't win the call, remember, because of Ovi. We haven't had a rookie year like that, I don't think, since Sid and Ovi. I can't think of a rookie who absolutely annihilated the league in his first season since then. Do you think McDavid can be that guy for whomever, whichever of these poor teams?
For the Buffalo Hurricanes of Florida?
It does seem inevitable, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yes, but not in the same way. Crosby had the rebuild of the Penguins is not going to be the rebuild of the Sabres. We'll say the Sabres.
Why not? Why not though? Are they not following the same kind of plan? Did they not just draft second overall and get Sam Reinhart, who could be Evgeny Malkin to Connor McDavid, Sidney Crosby?
Evgeny Malkin and Sam and Reinhart are not going to be, I don't think, comparable. And I also think that the previous draft that the Pens got Marc-Andre Fleury in net, who may be shaky, but he won them a cup and got them to the finals 2 consecutive years. They got Jordan Staal the year after that, who became their solid third line center. They had pieces in place. They got Chris Kunitz in there and all that. So a lot more things have to go right. You know, the Chris Letang and the blah, 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 all the way down. They had good depth on that fourth line when they went to the cup finals back-to-back years.
Yeah.
A lot of pieces have to, especially in this NHL. Post-lockout, there were still all the rule changes and all the new offensive things that people were trying to figure out. And the Pens won in 09?
09. They won 10. In 09. Yes, yeah. That's correct. The year before the Hawks first.
Yes. Yeah. They went back-to-back 08, 09. So that was 4 years after the lockout. Mm-hmm. And in that sense, everything was changing, like in terms of the way the game's played. Now, if you look at the Boston Bruins model, the LA Kings model, it's all about depth rather than superstars. So I'm not sure that, yes, Connor McDavid is going to be a franchise changing player, and I would absolutely 100% tank to get him. I don't think he's going to alter the game the way Sidney Crosby did when he got into the game.
Okay, but do you see, okay, let's say, for argument's sake, I do still think it's going to be Buffalo who gets him, even though Carolina looks god-awful.
And I bet on them tonight.
Do you see them then as being a team that can win a cup? Because, you know, you look at their young core then, and they'll obviously have Reinhart, and they'll have McDavid, and they'll probably have another year where they struggle and get a good young kid. But they also have really good young guys on defense with Ristolainen and Zadorov and stuff. And really all they would need then would be a goalie. And then I would argue that they would have the same kind of setup that the Penguins did. And that's probably what they're angling towards. So do you think that they would then be a team that could look at winning a cup within the following decade?
In the following decade? I mean,
yeah.
I'll say yes, just because there's so many top-heavy teams now that everyone, the favorites now, they're all going to falter. And it's if you're looking 5 to 8 to 10 years from now, it's all about the prospects, in which Buffalo's got to be ranked up there. Maybe Florida with their Huberto, Jugstad, and Gudbranson, maybe they'll turn something, but they have too many.
Aaron Ekblad.
Yeah. So teams like that, can Buffalo do it? Maybe if they add a couple more pieces, which they should in the next couple of years, and they'll be a Stanley Cup finalist in 2021.
Which is not as far away. That's only 6 years away.
I was trying to think of a far-fetched date. That's weird. That's 6 years away. Yeah. Maybe in 2028 then.
There you go.
But yeah, maybe there's an expansion team final where the Canucks, centered by Bo Horvat with Nick Jensen and Hunter Shinkaruk on his wing, play against the Buffalo Sabres in the finals with Connor McDavid and Sam Reinhart.
Well, I mean, I don't think that a Canucks team making the Stanley Cup would necessarily be a team led by Horvat. I think that teams that win Stanley Cups tend to at least have one game-breaking offensive player. And
we haven't seen him yet. You never know.
Yeah, I really like Jake Virtanen, and we know that, but that's besides the point.
Yes.
Okay, well, so then let's extrapolate this talk then to how teams are playing so far this year. And this is something I would like to talk about whenever we actually talk about sports, which we didn't really do on Saturday in our live cast. Who do you like so far? Who's surprised? There are two teams in the league who have yet to suffer a regulation loss. One is the Chicago Blackhawks, which I'm sure doesn't really surprise anyone.
And the other is who they're playing tonight.
Speaking the Nashville Predators? Okay. A team that I selected to make the playoffs, but certainly didn't select to go undefeated.
Now, I don't know if you follow Dave Lozo on this, but he is the one who sold his soul last year and picked every series correct until the Western Conference Final.
Okay.
And went 15-1 in his playoff predictions.
Nice.
He predicted the Nashville Predators to have a 100-point season this year. So it's not surprising they're currently up 3-1 on the Blackhawks, which is crazy. They lost Hornquist and got James Neal, so arguably they got stronger there. They add Seth Jones coming into his second year. Shea Weber is still a rock. Pekka Rinne is still a rock. I don't know about Mike Ribeiro, but apparently it's enough. I don't know. I don't see it. But they're a team who wins all the Corsis.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're a team that, yeah, they win all the Corsis. They have such a strong defensive backbone right now, just like you were talking about. And I think that that's at the heart of their success. I mean, James Neal is not going to win you a cup as your best offensive player. But, I mean, maybe he's not their best offensive player. Maybe a guy like Philip Forsberg is. I know that Neil's got a freaking hattie in this game against the Blackhawks, and I know that because our boy Scott McMillan, who has him in the pool, has freaking 4.5 points from him, is just annihilating today in the pool.
Is he? I haven't even looked.
Oh, yeah, he is. He's got Neil, and Neil's got a hattie, and he's got another guy who's having a good day.
Wow, Detroit just scored 2 goals in 20 seconds. Anyway, to tie the game against Pittsburgh. Keep going.
But I like Nashville to make the playoffs. I think that, you know, they have one of the five best defensive cores in the league. And I mean, they've recovered from losing Ryan Suter, and Pekka Rinne is a great goalie. And I think they're a good team.
Yeah, I think they're, I don't know. The St. Louis Blues, Chicago Blackhawks, Anaheim Ducks, LA Kings definitely are your four. Yeah. Colorado looks to regress a lot more than people thought.
Yeah.
San Jose will still make the playoffs. Dallas will still make the playoffs. So that leaves the last two spots of Colorado, Minnesota, Nashville, and Vancouver, if you want to throw in Vancouver, but unless they play Alberta 82 times.
And Colorado has, I think, surprised everyone with how much they've regressed. Obviously, they have some problems with Semyon Varlamov out of the lineup, but guys like Nathan MacKinnon and Matt Duchene aren't really doing anything.
No.
But yeah, no, maybe Colorado's the team. I said in my preseason prediction it was Minnesota who was going to fail to qualify, and they haven't exactly blown the world apart early on here, but I guess we'll see.
Yeah, my predictions don't change. I still think, I don't know, I'm not sold on it. They might have to surprise me, but I don't think they make the playoffs. I still think Colorado will turn it around eventually. I can't see them going from almost President's Trophy winning to not making the playoffs. That's insane.
No. Yeah, it defies logic, but...
But we've seen crazier things.
We have.
Yeah. Going around quickly, Carolina... Sure. Still looks god awful.
Yeah.
Calgary still looks good. Maybe is Carolina look awful or does Calgary look good?
Well, Calgary did this last year. They had a really good start to the season too, right? And they're not a good enough team to make the playoffs by any means, but no. They're a hardworking team. So
yes.
Give them credit. And they have a guy who's one of the most underrated defensemen in the entire NHL in Martin Giordano.
They do. And they got Johnny Hockey.
Whatever. What does he have? 1 point? He hasn't exactly been that impressive.
Yeah, he's the Johnny Menzel. It's fitting that he's got the nickname.
Yeah, exactly.
What about Detroit? Now, Detroit, a lot of people picked to end their playoff streak. I predicted them to end their playoff streak this year. And they're doing all right. They're 3-1-2. Mm-hmm. They just tied it up against Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, they're an interesting team. Look, Henrik Zetterberg, once again, is having just a beauty season. And as long as he can stay healthy, they're going to be impressive. But I don't see them as a playoff team still, even at this point, unless they get these kids in their lineup start like picking up some of the slack that's inevitably going to happen when Datsyuk, Zetterberg get injured / show their age. I really like Nyquist. I think that they need guys like Tatar and Jerko and who else do they have that's a young guy? Riley Sheehan. They need these guys to step up. Andrew Luukkonen's perennial draft pick, Justin Abdelkader. they need these guys to step up. But,
hold on, Canucks on 2-on-1. Benino scores.
Oh, my. Well, my feed must be behind yours because I just saw Miller make a huge save.
Miller make that save? Miller makes a huge save. Folks, you're going to be seeing this on the highlight reels for days.
Oh, what a snipe diesel there from Benino. I love it.
What a save by Ryan Miller. Oh,
yeah, wow. And that was a gorgeous, gorgeous save. And that's why Ryan Miller deserves more chances than that. He sucked against Dallas, sure. But that doesn't mean that you can give up on him, Dave Pratt.
Well, the Canucks. Well, then we're talking about current team, the Canucks.
Sure, yeah, talking about the Canucks.
Can they win against top teams?
I mean, they're playing St. Louis well, but St. Louis, they always seem to play well. They didn't look good against Dallas. I mean, they get back-to-back here against the Blues and then the Avs. So we'll see. I think the Canucks are a playoff competitor, and I think they're a playoff team just barely. But, I mean, people don't expect much more than that out of them.
No, and we're in the awkward Toronto Raptors phase where either management pushes to do well so they get their two playoff games, and then we get our, 13th.
I see us as like the Red Wings last year. Like, they were just solid enough all throughout the year to make the playoffs, and then they got rolled by a much better Boston team. I mean, that's what's going to happen to us.
Yeah.
We'll make the playoffs, we'll squeak in, and then we'll get rolled.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want that to happen.
That seems so useless to me. I would much rather have a year like last year and then get someone at 7th overall, 8th overall in this deep draft.
Oh, this is the draft. This is the year to have a shitty year.
This is the year to keep Tortorella.
Yeah, even if you're like Winnipeg, say for example, and you do bad but not god awful, and you finish like third last, you're going to get Noah Hanifin, who's a franchise defenseman.
Yeah.
So, Eichel, McDavid, and Hanifin are just absolute beauties. And but yeah, we already talked about that. I wanted to quickly touch on props, if we could. My prop site right now, which I've been using, Bodog. I want to look at hockey futures on Bodog here, if we could. Do you have futures up on 365 by any chance right now?
Yeah.
You do? Okay. Hockey futures on Bodog right now. To win the Western Conference, my pick was Anaheim. They are at 5-1. They're currently the favorite. So I would hold off on making a bet on that right now until the odds go down on that.
Ooh.
And I had Boston, who haven't looked good by any
means to start the season.
Yeah, which makes me so happy.
Not sustainable.
not sustainable. Their poor play is not sustainable. But
their low shooting rate percentage is not sustainable. They're shooting at like 3.1% right now or something like that. Yeah.
I forget who your East pick was. Was it Tampa?
My East pick was Tampa. I bet on them at 8-1. They're now 7.5 on Bet365.
And 6-1 on Boda.
Boston Bruins are at 4.5. They're the favorite.
Yeah.
And then my Western pick was the Blackhawks, who are the favorite on Bet365 at 4.5-1. Your Ducks are at 5.5-1.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So no teams that I think really are worth a bet above 10-1 right now. Maybe if you're feeling a bit lucky, you could look at the Rangers at 12-1. Because okay. I mean,
wow,
they
are there 12? Seven and a half on Bet365.
Well, they have the pedigree. So.
Crazy.
Yeah. Okay, let's transition over to the NFL here then. Let's talk about there's a game going on right now, isn't there?
There is.
That's actually a decent one.
The odds on this were absolutely ridiculous today. And that's why Denver just scored another touchdown. They're winning 21-7. I was very close. It's Denver versus the Chargers. And my betting on every game thing is going, whatever, decently. I'm still betting at around 61% or so. But in this game, I was very – there's almost no way that the Chargers win this game.
Not anymore.
They're a 5-2 – well, no, at the beginning of the game. They're a 5-2 team playing the Broncos. And so Bet365, for some reason, had the Broncos at 1.25 to win and the Chargers at 4.1. Which is absurd for a 5-2 team. I get that the Broncos are good, but I was almost going to bet on the Chargers just because they're 4-1. But I ended up betting on the Broncos at 1.25, almost a useless bet. But they're winning, so. Peyton Manning is 38 years old. He's playing the best football of his career.
Isn't that crazy?
He's 38 years old. He's the best quarterback of the last 10 years right now, probably.
Yeah. Now, not having a good game today, but having what I would say is an outstanding season.
Yeah.
Philip Rivers.
Oh, I see. Yes.
So I'm not talking about Peyton. Mm. I have a question for you then. I'll give you three guys right now who I would argue are the three top MVP candidates. You can tell me which one's the MVP. Mm-hmm. Peyton Manning, mm-hmm. Aaron Rodgers, mm-hmm. Philip Rivers.
MVP inside track has got to be Aaron Rodgers right now. I'm just looking at that game-winning drive that was unreal. His Packers are 5-2.
Mm-hmm.
They will win that division over the Lions, who are also 5-2. If you have a game-winning drive that you have, you're on your own 20, less than 2 to play.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, either Peyton Manning or Aaron Rodgers, but I take Aaron Rodgers because Aaron Rodgers can at least run a little bit.
Yeah.
Arms are comparable. Aaron Rodgers probably has the best deep ball in the NFL right now. Yeah. Maybe Joe Flacco.
Well, I have respect for Joe Flacco, but I think it's Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. He's my MVP pick right now. He's unreal right now. Aaron Rodgers. Stats-wise, he's not the best. He's 14th in pass yards.
I'm glad you agree because he's not having like a lights out year, but he's so clutch. He's turning into probably the most clutch guy in the NFL right now.
Yeah. My boy, Andrew Luck, first in pass yards, second in passing TDs. We should mention, of course, Peyton Manning sets the record. Best quarterbacking skills ever.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think that's without a doubt at this point, isn't it? I mean, I obviously. I'm partial to Brett Favre, but I don't think that Brett Favre is as good of a QB as Peyton.
Brett Favre hears the news and he comes back out of retirement again.
Yeah, no, I know. And maybe he'll send some dick pictures to people too. Well, let's go through the coming weekend then in the NFL and you can give the folks some quick picks for their upcoming betting spree, which I assume they're going to go on. Lions Falcons.
Hold on one second. I'm gonna get the odds up on Bet365 so I can see who favorites are too. But okay. I'm ready.
Okay, Lions Falcons,
I'm taking the Lions. Falcons are awful right now. This game played, why do they keep trying to play in London? Why is that a thing? The game's at 6:30 in the morning for Pacific Standard Time, 9:30 in the morning for everyone in the East. Someone who name someone in the East, a football fan who wakes up before 12 on a Sunday.
And they're gonna when I was in Edinburgh and they had the London series games going on and they were on Sky TV or whatever, and they have this one guy who's a British guy who played in the NFL and I never heard of him.
He was the black guy. Yeah.
Yeah, he had dreads and stuff, and apparently he was a running back in the league for some period. But anyways, he was the one British guy who'd played in the NFL, and they treated him like he was Bill Belichick, like he was the Swami of all Swamis. It was hilarious. But no one cared. Like, I was in the pub, and it wasn't like people came out to the pub in Edinburgh at, like, it was at 6 p.m., which is an ideal time to watch a game. It's not like anyone came out was like, "Where's the American football?" Like, it didn't happen. I made my Scottish accent sound Russian there.
Where's the American football?
There, that's not bad. But yeah, it's, and then you see that picture that the Falcons tweeted out where they're encouraging their fans to come to London, and they show a picture of a plane flying to somewhere in Spain. So apparently the Falcons think that London is somewhere in Spain or Portugal.
It's just so stupid.
Sorry, that was a rant.
No, it's just so stupid. Why?
It is.
And if you're going to have two fan bases play in London, why is it Detroit and Atlanta, two solid fan bases with two? Would it not make more sense? It doesn't make sense.
Jacksonville.
Makes no sense. But if you're going to sell a team that's, you know, no one has pedigree or pull in across the Atlantic, but at least pick a team that they can be like, "Oh, all right. Well, maybe I'll relate to that a little bit."
Well, they had the Steelers there last year. I remember there were actually a couple. They had a couple London games last year, and there were a couple people I remember in the pub, and I don't think they were all Americans who were wearing Steelers gear. So a team like that, a legacy team, will have fans, but certainly not
Detroit. Between,
yeah, Jacksonville and Atlanta or whatever. That's just asking for it.
If I had to put a team over there, maybe put someone...
London Silly Nannies, like in Family Guy.
Shut Poopy. That was great. Great episode. All right, so Lions.
Yeah, so Lions. Okay, thanks for that. No one's the home team there. The Falcons are wasting a home date.
I think
Seahawks, the reeling Seattle Seahawks at 3-3, losing to St. Louis against Carolina.
Well, give me the Seahawks. I mean, they're not.
Well,
gonna...
you keep getting me to give you the Seahawks, and they don't look that great, to be honest with you. Yannick Hansen. Oh, you got to score that. Whoever that was, is that Derek Torsett?
No, probably a poor man's Ravi Torres, a London version of Ravi Torres.
Oh God!
Not like that people in London are poor. Don't send any emails and hate me.
Friggin' destitute man's Ravi Torres. Let's be honest. Baltimore.
Okay, wait 10 seconds, and then have that same reaction as I just did.
Baltimore, Cincy.
Give me Baltimore. Okay. That's a pick 'em, hey? For some unknown reason. There's no spread. That might have changed.
No, I had to pick 'em on Bodog as well.
To pick 'em on Bodog. They changed it on Bet365. Baltimore favored by 1 point. Might as well make it a pick 'em. You can't win unless by less than one.
Who's your pick?
Baltimore.
Okay. Miami, Jacksonville.
Miami.
Okay, that's
there's just certain teams you're just never going to pick. I'm never going to pick Jacksonville unless they're playing. Well, even they played Tennessee last week, and I still picked Tennessee.
Yeah. Rams and Chiefs.
Chiefs. Sorry.
Yeah, I think the Chiefs are still an okay team. What's their record right now?
Chiefs are, give me 4 seconds, and I will find out for you.
3-3. So they're respectable. They're a playoff contender.
I didn't look that up. That was just how long it took me to get it from memory.
The Sam Bradfordless Rams are actually respectable, hey, because they have such a good defense and such a good run.
They have a very good running game.
Yeah.
Speaking of good running games, how about them Cowboys?
Yeah, well, DeMarco Murray
bought his entire O-line iMac computers.
That's outstanding, as he should. I mean, they're making him look great, and he himself is making himself look great. But O-lines don't get enough respect.
They don't, not at all. O-lines are the hardest working, probably, other than the quarterback, the smartest people on the field. Yeah.
Fat asthmatic dudes from the University of Alabama. You gotta have respect. Rams, Chiefs. You pick the Chiefs. Bears, Patriots, and what should be a pretty good game.
Well, should it though? The Bears are god awful in these last couple weeks. Patriots playing at home.
Should
the Patriots are 5-2. The Bears are not. What are the Bears? Yeah. Bears are 3-4.
Yeah.
Sorry, Mark Trestman. I'm gonna go Bill Belichick.
Mark Trestman. Just wait until next year when the Kansas City Chiefs hire Mike Benavides as their head coach.
Can there be a worst coach in the NFL and the CFL right now?
I doubt it. Buffalo Bills, New York Jets.
Now this is the game of the week. Weirdly,
yep.
The Jets. Okay. Let me break this down for you. The Bills are tied for, oh, no, not anymore. They're 4-3. Jets are at the bottom of the division at 1-6. Mm-hmm. Bet365 has the Jets favored by 3 points. So if you want to make some money, put it on the Bills +3. I'm taking them to win that game. Bills to win.
Absolutely.
Unless Michael Vick makes an appearance, but I don't know. Give me one reason why to put money on the Jets this year. They look god awful.
No, I hear you. I hear you. Vikings, Buccaneers.
Vikings, Buccaneers. I mean, I'm probably going to take the Buccaneers on that one. That one's a pick 'em for me just because both teams are so bad. One's 2-5, the other's 1-5. So, Buccaneers.
Yeah, neither team is at all impressive. Texans, Titans.
Texans. They look pretty good until. Did I tell you what happened last week?
No, what happened last week?
Or on the Monday Nighter when the Texans were playing Pittsburgh, and I bet on Pittsburgh, and the Texans were up 13-0.
Oh, you cashed out, yeah.
And I cashed out on my Steelers bet because I was like, whatever, I'm gonna get my money now while I can, and I got like 3/4 of it back. And as soon as I did that, the Pittsburgh Steelers scored 24 points in 72 seconds.
That's what you get.
72 seconds. How do you score that many points in 72 seconds? That's unreal.
All kinds of hilarious.
So then after I did that, I was cheering for the Texans to win. And then, of course, so I lost twice in one game.
Why would you cheer for the Texans to win? You don't want to be bitter.
That's
like when you cheer for when you sit a guy in your pool and you cheer for him not to get score. Points.
Yeah, keep watching, keep watching.
I'm not watching. Oh, who's that? Lyndon Vay.
Lyndon Vay, the most criticized man on that power play. Why is he there?
Wide open in the slot.
Because no one cares about him.
Is it the fucking Oilers playing defense?
it's Steve Ott pointing out people and not checking anyone. Well done, no. Steve Ott, you bum.
Eagles cards, hurry up.
Oh, Eagles cards, hurry up. Give me the cards.
Okay. Oakland Raiders. Cleveland Browns.
Give me the Cleveland Browns.
That is not a game to watch. Colts Steelers, in what should be a pretty good game.
My Colts. My boy Andrew Luck.
Yeah, boy, the lucky one. And and the New Orleans Saints.
Good game.
Friggin' great game that'll be.
Green Bay.
Thank you. They're starting to look really good. They're starting to gear up. Although the Lions also look good in that division. So that's it's an intense division.
Yeah.
And then the Monday Nighter is, I think, a pretty easy one. You got the Skins, and the Cowboys, who will be starting Colt McCoy at quarterback, I think.
RG3 took first team reps at practice, but.
Yeah. The best team in the NFL right now, bar maybe the Broncos, the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, it's got to be the Cowboys there. But I think in the power rankings, it's got to go Broncos. Then Cowboys, then give me Packers.
Yeah. Packers or Lions. Also, Colts have a +80 point differential, so they're respectable. Also, Chargers have a +70, so they're respectable. Baltimore looks good. There's a lot of good teams this year, I find.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. The parity in the NFL is becoming less and less.
Yeah. I don't think that there's an outright favorite like the Hawks were last year. So.
No, and even coming into this year, they were, and it's pretty evened out pretty quickly, although I still think they'll finish with at least 11 wins, if not 12.
Yeah. Let's do the beater of Buzz.
The beater of Buzz. Start.
So I can go eat some dinner before I go and play soccer.
Play soccer?
Yeah.
So with the London Silly Nannies?
Respect the game, son. Respect the game.
With, what was that? That skit by...
Jason Sudeikis.
Sudeikis, what did he call?
I'm the coach for the Tottenham Hotspurs.
What did he call... I don't remember the team name when he pronounced it off. What was the city?
Oh yeah, there was a team that he pronounced really funny. I want to say it was Norwich, and he said like Norwich, but I don't think so. It was one that was a lot different. Leicester City. He called them Lowchester.
Leicester.
I'm gonna go coach for Lowchester. Leicester. Leicester.
So wait a second. There's no playoffs, and there's ties. Oh my job just got a whole lot easier. Why do you even play this game? Speaking of, let's talk this quickly. Cristiano Ronaldo, is he the best player of all time?
Partial to Maradona and George Best, but Ronaldo's better than Messi right now.
Ronaldo just could have had 3 goals in that Champions League game against Liverpool. They won 3-0 and walked all over him.
Yeah.
Ronaldo scored his, 20th? I think Liverpool has 20 goals overall this year, and Ronaldo has as well. Something like that. It's ridiculous. The guy is unbelievable. I read somewhere that any transfer out of Real, the manager says, is going to cost over $1 billion for Ronaldo.
A billion?
That's what he said.
Okay, even United, well, certainly United can't afford that, but even City could not afford that. Yes. Like, that's obscene.
What a number, hey? Yeah. All right, okay, start the music now. Wait, who's starting? Me or you?
I'll start.
Okay.
Okay, ready to go?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Paul, question for you, and it's kind of a 2-part question. Question one, who will be the worst
team? Wait, hold on a second.
What?
Henrik Sedin made an absurd pass out of the slot you're about to see in your game. Radim Verbata just gets the puck and fires it at his head.
Oh, Radim. Can I ask you my question? Okay, good, thank you. Who will be the worst team in the NHL this year, and will that team be fortunate enough to win the Connor McDavid sweepstakes lottery?
Buffalo Sabres, and yes, they will get Buffalo. They will get Connor.
Okay, who would you take if you were starting a franchise right now? John Tavares or Jamie Benn?
Starting a franchise, I'd take a center, so I'm partial. Yeah. I would take John Tavares because he's the center, but I think Jamie Benn's a better player.
Okay, what happens first? Cure for Ebola, Raiders win a game, Hurricanes win a game.
The NFL moves the team to London.
There you go. And they'll become the London Silly Nanny Raiders. The London Panty Raiders. Okay. Fourth question. What was the highlight of our Saturday live cast for you, Paul Almeida?
I think it was Mr. D mentioned that no one understood. Or Dan seeing our Kentucky videos for the first time.
Well, but we didn't broadcast me seeing your Kentucky videos.
Oh, that's true. All right. It was the brutal play of the Canucks versus Tampa Bay.
Yeah, it was a pretty bad game to be watching at the time. I did like Ryan Silva's Brandon Mann and Sal impressions. We walked him up. Fuck! Still the best.
Or Ryan Silva's answer to the first buzzer beater question. I can't remember what it was, but go back and listen to it.
Yeah, it was pretty wonderful. And then fifth question, in honor of Casey and JoJo. Which is a reference I didn't understand until last week. And then today at work, one of the girls I work with had the song playing on the radio. And I lost my mind because I was talking about the podcast. And in honor of your girl, Eugenie, she's at the WTA tour right now. Mm-hmm. She's not doing so well. She's at that final six thing. I think she's got romper stomper in her first 3 games.
Oh, God.
She doesn't look good.
Nope.
What song would you sing Eugenie right now to kind of... get her back in the mood. Bring her back into her winning ways. Support her, if you will.
You Raise Me Up, Josh Groban. Or perhaps...
God.
It's Not Unusual by...
It's not unusual to get beat by
so bad. While I do the Carlton behind her.
I like it.
Okay. Right, here's your 5. Ready?
Yeah, I'm always ready. I was born ready. Vince ready.
Who is the bigger fall from grace, the New Orleans Saints or the Seattle Seahawks?
Seahawks, because everyone said that they're going to go 16-0 and romper stomper to another championship.
LeBron said the Chicago Bulls are better than the Cleveland Cavaliers. He's trying to lower expectations. A, is he right? And B, why is he doing that?
Well, A, because theoretically, if Derrick Rose ever played basketball again, they might be better than them, but we both know he's not going to. And B, he's doing that because really he just wants his teammates to get excited and then punch Joakim Noah in the face. Excellent. God, do I hate Joakim Noah. Oh, man.
When Derrick Rose looks back, though. If he plays, he's gonna maybe the MVP this year.
Why do people always say that if he plays? Well, he looked great last year, too, at the start of the year, I remember, and then he...
Well, his knee just like, I'm done.
He's got exploding knees, man. He's like a smaller version of Yao Ming. That's the shitty part about basketball, is these guys, their body parts just disintegrate, and it's really sad.
All sports. Number three, I think you've already answered this, but is Peyton Manning the best quarterback you've ever seen?
Yeah, you know what? I think he is. And I mean, I've been off and on in my football love and football obsession. Peyton is certainly a guy that, I mean, he does things... He's certainly not a physical specimen. They showed the comparison between Colin Kaepernick and him last week, and Peyton's a smaller guy. I think the only other guy who I've ever watched who I think is maybe as good as Peyton is, I remember back in the day when I used to watch Dan Marino, and he would do some unreal stuff. But he never won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's true. Sorry, I was mesmerized by Yannick Hansen having the wherewithal to shoot a puck into an empty net. Number four, we've talked about the worst sports cities in North America. Outside of the obvious New York, LA, and Boston, what would be the best? Best sports city to live in, not the best like city with the city with the best teams, but
excluding New York, LA, Boston, and Chicago, excluding the big four.
Yeah.
Give me a second.
I don't even know the answer to this.
I think
maybe St. Louis. Why am I answering your question?
Well, I don't know. I mean. I think that Denver's a pretty good town to live in. I mean,
Rockies,
you know, you've got...
Broncos.
Rockies suck.
Avalanches.
The Avalanches. The Rockies suck, but the Nuggets and the Avs are, you know, decent teams right now. And, I mean, at least I think the Nuggets are a decent team. You know what's actually another pretty good town? Usually, and I mean, it's probably not going to be the case this year, but Minnesota is usually a pretty good town. Now, they have the Timberwolves, who are going to be good really soon, and the Twins, who haven't been good for a couple years. But I think Minnesota is a really cool sports town. They have all four big sports, and they support them really well.
What about Philly?
Yeah, Philly. Well, because then you have the reputation of a Philly fan, which means...
76ers, Eagles are in it. The Flyers and the Eagles are both in it. 76ers is probably the worst team in the world.
Yeah.
and then...
Raiders!
Raiders and Athletics for the win. Last question. Who's the best player living in the shadow of a current superstar? I give you three options, but you
is
can
go
Is that
a reference
board.
To Brad Pitt living in the shadow of Angelina Jolie? between two ferns at Galpinac.
I haven't seen that yet, but I want to. So I give you Evgeny Malkin, Patrick Sharp, or Jeff Carter.
So it's only hockey, hey?
Oh, yeah, that's the only ones I thought of, but I guess you could go off the board.
No, I don't want to go off the board.
James Rodriguez.
Yeah, you know what? That's actually not a bad pick. I would probably say Malkin because, I mean, I know that right now probably the better player in terms of how he's playing would be Patty Sharp, but I don't think you can say Patty Sharp. I think you say for the Hawks it's Patty Kane.
Well, I took them both out because Patty Kane and Taves are kind of like the duo superstars there. They always sell them as a package as opposed to the Pens. They always just sell Crosby.
Yeah, I guess
weird.
So.
Weird. I don't know.
Sid's otherworldly. Well, we'll give it 5 years and you'll be seeing Sam Reinhart and Connor McDavid soon.
And with that, Dan
packaged
goes to
and cryovacked.
Dan goes to his soccer practice. Paul cleans up on his bet when he bet the Canucks to beat the Blues.
Yeah, but he also bet the Hurricanes.
Are they losing badly still? Ooh, my voice, my balls just dropped. Did you hear that?
I sure did. It's 3 buzz
oh,
right now,
God.
So they aren't doing so well.
Chicago got one back against Nashville, so that should be decent. But
I have not seen such a bad bet in all my life.
Hey, I picked Buffalo to win the other day, didn't I?
I haven't seen such a bad bet in all my life.
One more time.
In all my life,
I pray for someone like you.
Can you, like, when you edit this, can you put, like, death metal on instead? People won't expect in honor of my thinking Casey and JoJo was a metal band last week.
Is that, like, a reference to the Kansas City Royals. Hey, give me a quick prediction. Giants in what?
Six.
Oh, changed it now. All right.
Yeah. Well, I thought they were going to sweep, but I'll give the Royals respect last night. Venturina, whatever. He came out and he pitched a really good game, and the Royals used the energy from the crowd, but the Giants are still a better team.
And the San Francisco Giants manager, I don't know his name, was the most awful in that game.
Yeah, Bruce
Bochy, four pitchers in the span of 10 pitches.
I don't know what Bruce Bochy was thinking, but as long as the Giants can get Bumgarner back out there, I mean, he's the best player in this series.
Yep.
Okay.
All righty.
Okay, come back on Saturday, folks. Maybe we'll have a guest.
Perhaps. Maybe not.
But for now,
maybe we'll play some esports.
Oh, but we will have the discussion.
We need to have the discussion. Think on this until then, folks. Are esports a sport? With that.
Death metal.
Bye.
See ya.